One evening when I was hanging out with the samba singer and composer Leandro Fregonesi, he asked me to name some of my favorite Brazilian artists. I rattled off a few names, but when I came to Luis Gonzaga, he stopped me and said, "If you like Luis Gonzaga, then you have to go see this amazing musical about his life." So on the last afternoon I was in Rio, Fregonesi's mother took me to the working-class neighborhood called Ramos to see the musical Gonzagão, a Lenda, Gonzagão, the Legend.
Triângulo, Zabumba, Sanfona.
Within a few minutes, I was transported to the northeast of Brazil, one of the most musically rich areas of the country. There, in the dry, poor region called Sertão, is the birthplace of Luis Gonzaga, the king of Baião. Gonzaga was a master accordionist and storyteller whose popularity spans decades. His songs have been covered by musicians from Gilberto Gil to David Byrne. Brazilians consider Gonzaga a mythical figure, says the musical's producer, Andrea Alves.
My parents are from the Northeast. I grew up listening to Luis Gonzaga. Anyone that's from the Northeast considers Gonzaga the greatest icon of their culture. He sings about their pains, about the drought of the Sertão, and talks about the Northeastern culture like no one else. Everyone has relatives who come from the Northeast and have that common history.
Já faz três noites que pro norte relampeia. Asa branca ouvindo o ronco do trovão. Já bateu asas e voltou pro meu sertão. Ai, ai, eu vou me embora, vou cuidar da plantação. Já bateu
asas. Asa Branca is the anthem of the Brazilian Northeast. It's a sweet, melancholic song about the plight of poor people who must leave their home in search of a better life, but still yearn to go back. That late afternoon in Rio, halfway through the musical about Luis Gonzaga, I was moved to tears. Perhaps it was Gonzaga's story or the touching performances of his songs of love and despair. Marcelo Mimoso portrays Gonzaga in his 30s. He says Gonzaga's music is universal.
Luis Gonzaga vai ser eterno daqui a 50 anos.
50 years from now, they're going to be teaching Asa Branca in schools, Mimoso says. It's music that will never die. Brazilians have a word that best describes how I felt after I got back to the U.S. Saudade. It's a feeling of longing for something you love that's no longer with you. True, I miss Rio. But the week I spent in this amazing city renewed my appreciation not just for the music of Brazil, but for its rich and diverse culture. It opened my ears to new sounds and new ways to see a country that's distant, yet so familiar. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Side.